from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So the boss hates it when we tease the open seggy, but you know, the open seggy, oftentimes
it leads to good things.
It does. It leads to content maybe we missed in our award-winning show prep.
Who doesn't love a good mystery bag, you know?
Yeah.
Although I've never once ordered the mystery t-shirt. I see that sometimes like on websites. You're like, hey, mystery t-shirt, $7.
Or they'll do a mystery box. Like, you'll get a hat, a t-shirt, and a long sleeve. And you're like, yeah, but I don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah, I got a real good idea of what that is. I don't think anyone gives you the good stuff in the mystery box.
Now, this is a story that just came to us within the last hour.
Yeah, someone was like, hey, you should check out what's going on over here.
A football coach in the Beaverton School District and a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department, same guy, has been placed on leave after allegedly shaking and slapping players at a football camp. His name is Jamal Jones. He is the high school coach at Westview.
Maybe not for long.
And he is accused of waking up players on his team by shaking and slapping them early in the morning during a multi-day overnight football camp at Linfield.
Why? Like,
around 4:30 a.m. Tuesday, the McMinnville Police Department responded to a welfare check at the campus of Linfield, which was hosting multiple high school football teams. The police department did not identify the name of the coach accused, but reported that he is also a police officer with the Hillsborough Police Department and added that the matter is under investigation to determine if there are any criminal offenses.
Well, I don't understand the point of waking your kids up at 1:30 in the morning when they're sleeping and then jumping on them and slapping
them. This isn't Navy SEAL training. What are we doing here?
I did find an article. I guess he moved here from Northern California. It's this. I kid you not. Police officer Jamal Jones moved to Portland to give my family a better life. Now I will help develop high character men. Whoops. That is his passion, helping young men develop into men, helping them develop into high character men.
Yeah, but see, that's, you know, this is the problem with guys like this.
He thinks
that's what that does.
Yeah, don't, just FYI to all you coaches out there, and I think most of you know this, don't go into a kid's room at 1:30 in the morning, first off.
4:30.
He went in at 1:30, the police got called at
4:30. Why was he waking him up at 1:30?
That's the question. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't, entering any of your players' rooms in the middle of the night when they're sleeping, possibly in their underwear, don't do that. That's not good.
That right there is a crime. You know,
even hazing, which has to be denounced, usually is player on player. It's not a coach hazing players. Like, I don't get what he's getting out of this.
Well, he's developing high character men. So yeah, first off, no. Second, I say this all the time. I say this to coaches. I say it to administrators. I said this to the Timbers and Thorn staff. Just don't touch people. Just keep your hands to yourself, and then you're fine.
America, yeah.
It's not that hard. Don't hit your kids. Don't slap them. It doesn't make them better people.
So this is his first year as Westview coach.
Yeah, he was at Franklin before this.
He was Franklin. He was at a high school in California as well.
Yeah, before he moved here to make a better life and to help shape and mold high character men.
So the Hillsborough Police Department made sure to let us know that He was not acting in the capacity of a Hillsborough employee at the time.
No, that's...
But he is still on leave there as well.
Hitting people for his police job is entirely separate.
That's right.
Between hitting people and his football capacity, they have nothing to do with one another. Jeez Louise. I would like to hear eventually what the explanation is for entering children's rooms at 1:30 in the morning in football camp and smacking them. I'm intrigued because there's always a good excuse. I love hearing whatever sort of tale that you can come up with. I read just recently there was a mom and a dad that got sentenced to prison because they were locking their teenage son in an 8x8 cell in their garage.
As one does.
Yeah, for hours at a time. They did put a bucket in there for him to go to the bathroom. And they said that they are not monsters. They did it for the safety of their family.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but apparently they were living in fear. Therefore, they would lock their son. I'm guessing they were in fear of the son. I don't know. Maybe he had rabies, but they would lock him they constructed a cell in the garage, but they did have an explanation, and there's always an explanation. So I'm waiting for Coach Jones, I believe it was, to explain why slapping children awake in the morning builds high character men, because you know he's got one.
It's not necessary. I mean, obviously all of it's bad, but then you read in the story that like he was doing it to incoming freshmen. Those kids are like 13. Like, chill out, man.
You can't build high character men unless you start with high character boys.
That's true, I guess. Hadn't thought of that.
And by the way, I'm reading... call Detective Gillis for advice with his case?
Show off some ripped pants. Look what the kids did to my pants.
Yeah, by the flags! Way, reading this article about him coming to Portland, boy, some of his quotes, he sounds exactly like you think he would.
What does he say?
He's a very, very, football is the cure for everything.
Yeah, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
He just says right here, just all you need to know in quote when someone asks him what he's all about, I'm a ball coach. he's a tough love ball coach, Rob. That's right. He's about two things, football and men. And in this case, young boys. Gosh. This is the part, like, I love a lot of stuff about football. And there's a lot of things that I enjoyed about my time in football. But God, I encountered so many of these people. And I'm so happy.
It's littered with these guys. They're just Neanderthals.
Yes.
But it is very likely, though, we have got a text here. It's very likely the Lord told him to violently wake his athletes.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't you think?
I would think so. You know, it's part of that whole thing.
Created in God's name, image, and likeness, like Dabo's program.
And you know what, Rob? You're not understanding because you're not part of his program.
Right. How could I possibly understand? I'm not on the inside.
No.
I'm just a hater.
Yeah. It's being taken out of context, and this is about, you know, it's a whole media thing.
There's nothing I love more than my kids.
Think there will be a team activity to haze the whistleblower?
Oh, I would like to believe so, yeah. The person, I don't know, called the cops. You know, I'm not sure what I would do if I was 13 and I was awoken to a strange man standing over me slapping me, but I'm guessing that would probably shake me up a little bit, too.
And why has Westview not fired this guy? Maybe they're just making sure the allegations are...
Yeah, you got to wait and see what
happens. Probably getting statements from all the kids, getting their lawyers involved to make sure that they've covered their behinds, and that'll be that.
And again, I'm waiting to hear from Coach Jones. I would like to hear his side of the story.
Soon be the running backs coach at Liberty.
Quality control assistant at Liberty.
Don't hit your players. It's not that hard. Oh, and don't sleep with them either. That's kind of for the college people too, but you know.
No, high school too.
High school too. Yeah, don't. Yeah. But I guess that goes into keep your hands off everyone and other body parts too.
Yeah.
Just no bodily contact. You'll be fine.
All right. Hero or loser, an airplane story and a $1 million mansion with a catch. Those items next in the club on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.